Good afternoon, everyone. So I am going to start this deck while I tell you that this discussion is probably best suited for, I think, the next panel on cities and data science and GIS science. I preferred not to sort of speak outside of my, at least the space that I've been living in the last 4 or 5 years, which is data science applied in cities. And so you're gonna sort of, what I'm gonna talk to you about today is a project that's underway in partnership with an analytics firm, a small analytics firm, and Johns Hopkins, where we're sort of engaging the city of Baltimore on identifying not only deployment of algorithms for predicting things, not just policing, but predicting things like blight and so on and so forth, but then also deploying a transparency mechanism for that. And you'll see how sort of data science and geospatial analytics have to become bosom buddies in this space. And probably what you'll see moving forward in cities is that will be the norm. And so I'll start with current state of affairs. My first and last slide are eye charts. Cities are aggressively deploying analytics teams or solutions to improve the lives of residents. Universities are growing their data science programs. Urban centers are growing and shifting at such a rapid pace that there's, you know, a race to provide strong analytic solutions to cities. Citizens and activist groups, this is a key one. Citizens and activist groups are now becoming more relevant and prevalent in these cities. Just last year, Data for Black Lives had a big conference at MIT. And you're seeing this over and over again, where people are asking the big question of how is data and analytics being used in these cities? And then lastly, you know, police departments are really adopting at a really great rate predictive analytics and algorithms. You know, before it was who were the outliers that were predicting it using algorithms. Now it's who are the outliers who aren't using algorithms to predict crime and so on and so forth in cities, right? Who's behind the curve? And so all of these things conspire to really drive using analytics and algorithms in cities for prediction. But what's key is, and I want to share this video with you guys, instead of me pontificating on this, and I believe we have it up. I guess I can just pull up the, or was this the wrong browser that I pulled up? Ah, here we go. So this is the mayor of Baltimore and the newly installed commissioner of Baltimore. It's about a 10 to 15 second clip of the commissioner of Baltimore discussing their use of predictive analytics.
This is really specific to what's going to happen on their shift. And the predictive analysis software creates these algorithms. And I got to make this very clear that the algorithms we're going to share, we're going to be completely transparent in terms of what those algorithms are. And, you know, the bottom line is that we need the community support in this. We're going to let them know exactly what it is. And it tells a police officer.
So, kudos, right? So you're deploying a predictive algorithm, but you have enough foresight to share, or at least state that you will share the algorithm with the community to keep the community in the know. And I think that's a good thing. But there's some questions here. So the question is, what to deploy, right? So when he says we're going to share, what is that? What gets shared? What gets communicated to the community? And then where to deploy it, right? Where are you actually going to go to do this? So I put some rudimentary maps together to kind of walk you through this thought process that this project that I'm a part of is going through. So, I skipped a part, which is, here's the key thing about the what. There's been a lot of discussion and write-ups around algorithms and that bias and accuracy of algorithms. And primarily, you see, New York Times has written about it, Wired has written about it, primarily from the standpoint of the people who are writing these algorithms are different from the people who these algorithms are being used on or deployed in specific communities. So therefore, by default, you're building a bias into the algorithm from the outset, Before you even begin using even biased data, the developers of the algorithm are creating bias. And we've seen this in a lot of research around facial recognition. So now the question becomes, this algorithm that you deploy, how is it being used and by whom? So now let's go to a map of Baltimore crime in 2017. And so what you're seeing is incidents of crime per every 1,000 resident in Baltimore. And if anyone here has indulged in The Wire, you know the challenges exist in Western and Eastern Baltimore. And this tells it all, right? The Wire was basically about Eastern versus Western, right? And so that shows Western and Eastern Baltimore where the bulk of crime is. Let's look at this though. That graduation cap is Hopkins. So Hopkins is north Baltimore, far away from where the large incidents of crime are taking place in New York City. So if you deploy, and then what you have at the bottom near the port is where I identified where, I live in Baltimore, so where I identified a lot of tech meetups happen. That's also where Under Armour is building, you know, this grand environment for techies and so on and so forth. So a lot of stuff happens there. That middle is where the Baltimore Sun headquarters are. So you see, they basically draw a straight line through Baltimore, north to south. Those are the three types of people who would actually care if the city of Baltimore released code, right? Academics, journalists, and civic tech individuals. But they're not on the edges. So how is that actually helping the community, right? That's a question we should ask. So I cheated. Instead of doing complex geospatial analytics, I essentially thought about the uprisings and rioting in Baltimore after the death of Freddie Gray. If any of you were following that, there was a big incident in a certain part of Baltimore where CVS was burnt down, right? And that sort of functioned as the ground zero for what was taking place in Baltimore. And as you know, historically, people tend to riot in their own communities, right? And so instead of doing complex geospatial analytics on where these challenged communities are, I just sort of placed a point, pinpoint where the CVS was burnt down in and around a challenged a neighborhood with a lot of crime and so on and so forth, low income, socioeconomic environment. So you see Hopkins, Baltimore Sun, and the tech meetups and so on and so forth is nowhere near that community. So should we be deploying the algorithms there in that specific area? Should that be where the commissioner, chief of police, is actually engaging? Yes. Then also, lo and behold, this yellow pin is actually a university called Coppin State. It's a historically black college. And so you have a lot of students, when you dig through Coppin State's data set, over 80% of the students at Coppin State are in state. And then they also talk about the distribution of where they live. And they tend to come from primarily Western, mostly a lot Eastern, right? And so therefore, would it make sense from that back of the napkin analysis to deploy an algorithm and engage the community at Coppin State? And so you see how, one, doing geospatial analytics helps you identify where you should deploy, but then also engaging the community in a crowdsourced manner, specifically in this instance, Coppin State, would allow for you to contribute to the algorithm itself. So the core idea of this project is essentially what we're doing is saying, don't deploy an algorithm, engage the community to have feedback into the algorithm. So actually build the algorithm such that it's open and has input from the people from that community, specifically from students from Coppin State. So that students from Coppin State Computer Science, Geospatial Analytics departments, and so on and so forth, social science departments contribute to the building of the algorithm and then deploy and then manage that deployment over time in terms of feedback and community. And you see how data science, thinking from a crowdsourcing space, and geospatial analytics in terms of understanding exactly where to deploy your algorithm, marry to be used to make a better and safer Baltimore. Thank you.